You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Brian Finn joins us next with this morning's business news. Morning to you, Brian.
Rachel, thank you. Good morning. The shutdown of building sites for 7 weeks last year dealt a €2 billion hit to construction output in 2020. That's according to a report from economic advisers EYDKM for the Construction Industry Federation. Tom Parlin is Director General of the CIF. It estimates that the hit this year could rise to €3 billion, Tom, but that's on the assumption that construction is fully reopened as planned on April 5th. But reports at the weekend suggest that could be pushed back. Is that your understanding at this stage?
Well, look at I've just heard that speculation based on some of the new results coming out. But I think this report, an independent report, it lays bare the huge impact that the partial lockdown is having on the construction sector, on the employees, on the clients, and on the wider economy. It shows that we're losing about 800 houses per week. That'll probably be at least 10,000 houses that we badly needed this year won't be provided. 156 billion per week in lost wages and in profits. And the loss to the Exchequer is going to be 32 million each week. So serious loss. And I suppose what's most frustrating is that the industry has proven that construction sites can be kept COVID-free due to our very, very sound safety protocols. And we have there's concerns. The reason that we were closed was about mobility. And these are totally unfounded, that our cases in construction at the peak of fully opening last year were never more than 56. And just with almost half of the construction industry open now, about 40,000 people going to work, we only had 39 cases last week. So it seems a major loss to the Exchequer and not doing anything in terms of our battle against COVID.
I suppose that the argument is around the movement of people, though. But of course, the industry is not fully shut down this time. There are essential works being carried out, social housing being one of them. There's a huge demand for units there. So that must be satisfying demand to some extent.
Well, it's still very small. Like we're losing 800 houses per week that we should be building. The social housing element is quite a small element of the current build, and the report shows that we're going to lose about 10,000 houses. So it is quite critical. And I suppose the other major inequity is that for every company that's open and working, companies that are not working have the same overheads. They're in danger of losing staff to companies that are working, and an even bigger danger now, seeing as we're the only country in Europe that has closed its construction. Workers that are currently getting the PUP are considering, and particularly with some uncertainty about the future, considering going to the UK or going to the continent.
And indeed, costs are going up as well. Combined with a severe lack of supply at the moment, the cost of new homes for buyers must be escalating, or about to at least.
Of course. Well, obviously, supply and demand is still the biggest imposing factor. And if we're building a lot less houses, people that have their mortgage approved, and the banks recently confined mortgage approvals to a maximum of 6 months. So people who should have moved into their houses or signed off on their mortgage, in the month of January or February, they're in danger of losing their approval now, having to start all over again. So the societal damage and the damage and the pressure on individuals is very, very severe.
Just briefly, Tom, there had been some reports, particularly in the early days of this shutdown, of work being carried out on sites that don't fall under the essential works banner. Is that still happening, to your knowledge?
Well, look, I'd say it's minimal. Now, there's major frustration, obviously, with construction workers are inclined to work. They're guys that get up in the morning. They're not likely to be sitting looking at Netflix. And I suspect that some of them are out doing mixers. They're being asked in their local community to do jobs. There's always a scarcity of tradespeople. And I think they'd be a lot safer working on regulated sites where there's a very, very sound standard operating procedure and so on. So, I mean, that's another issue that NEFIT have to take into account in terms of leaving the industry open when no other jurisdiction has closed down construction.
Tom Parlin, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you. More business news at 8:30, Gavin.